Now, what will these cuts mean for the 1 in 3 people with mental illness who rely on Medicaid to access care?
Bottom line, it's going to be disastrous for those individuals. You know, Congress is debating this one big, beautiful bill act, but we think there is nothing beautiful about millions of people losing access to coverage. And, you know, Congress talks about Medicaid. It's not an abstract number in a spreadsheet. It's going to affect the day-to-day lives of more than 3 million North Carolinians.
Can you explain how taking away that coverage will affect our country's ongoing mental health crisis and impact communities?
If 11 million people across the country lose access to care, it doesn't mean that those people are all of a sudden going to be healthy and not need health care. If you take their coverage away, they're still going to need health care, but they're likely not going to be able to get it in the traditional places. They're going to end up in jails, in emergency rooms, on our streets, with greater pain and suffering for both individuals and their families. People need health care. People need mental health care, and this bill is going to take that away from people who need it.
Now, what can people do to take action? How can they make their voices heard?
Oh, John, thank you so much for asking that. I would encourage every person listening to this to go to NAMI.org/Medicaid. That's NAMI.org/Medicaid. And there, with just a few clicks, you'll be able to contact your 2 senators and your member of the House of Representatives, and with information pre-populated on why this bill is going to have a disastrous impact for North Carolina, for people with mental health conditions, and the U.S. healthcare system.
Thank you so much for talking with me today. I've been speaking with Jennifer Snow. She is the National Director of Government Relations and Policy and an expert in mental health policy and Medicaid. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too, John. Stay cool.